A reporter for the Washington Post has been placed on administrative leave after she tweeted a link to a 2016 article detailing the 2003 rape case against Kobe Bryant just hours after his death. The woman has claimed she received thousands of threats following the now-deleted tweets. The national politics reporter, Felicia Sonmez, tweeted a link to a 2016 Daily Beast article on Sunday. Story is headlined, Kobe Bryant's disturbing rape case, the DNA evidence, the accuser's story, and the half-confession. Blah, 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 blah. Sonmez shared the article just hours after it was revealed the NBA star and his 13-year-old daughter had died in a helicopter crash along with seven others. The journalist was inundated with comments and thousands of responses. In a follow-up to the original post, she wrote, well, that was IO. Yeah. Way to go all woke and not contrite for what you've done. And I'm amazing here that you had the story of Kobe, who actually was contrite for what he did. I'm assuming if you're doing to the priest that he confessed his sin and received a penance, I'm just going to assume that he carried it out. And here this woman is being unrepentant for salaciously libeling him as a first act so she could gain a couple followers on Twitter. By the by, if you go to the dailypundit.com, you'll see this story. I don't think I linked to it in the pile of old prep. I didn't print it out, but I have it here. Here's the Gateway Pundit. I'm sorry. President Trump responds. What? Did you? No, I got another one. There's two Gateway Pundit stories. One is the Gateway Pundit story about all the people that took to Twitter. Here's a headline, disgusting. Hateful leftist on Twitter wish it was Trump that was in the helicopter instead of Kobe Bryant. And then they list all these tweets. They're filled with expletives, by the way. I wouldn't link to it, but I'm not going to read them to you. But and it's just a bunch of people going, man, too bad it was, I can't believe it was Kobe. Was hoping it was Trump. This is how vile Trump derangement syndrome is. They now wish for him to die. And then there's all these people that took to Twitter. I'm not going to repeat it. By the by, I will repeat this, though. Mrs. O'Connell could probably screenshot this, shoot this for you, and send it over to the chat room. Go to Instagram and look at the picture that the Trumps posted on Instagram, that the president posted immediately after this. And if you follow the president on Twitter, as soon as the news came out, he was one of the first ones that had reported it. He was waiting for some confirmation, and the president said, this is terrible. Then he came later and tweeted again, saying that he and Melania were praying for Vanessa and the kids. And then another one later on, I believe, somewhere in there, here it is. Melania and I send our warmest condolences to Vanessa and the wonderful Bryant family. May God be with all of you. Donald John Trump, Kobe Bryant, despite being one of the truly great basketball players of all time, was just getting started in life. He loved his family so much and had such strong passion for the future. The loss of his beautiful daughter, Gianna, makes this moment even more devastating. That's the orange bad man? This is the guy that they want to be in a helicopter crash and they wish for him to die? This is the man that Adam Schiff spent 2.5 hours talking about? Calling him a dictator and soulless and heartless? These things are not connected to reality, is the point. I Ms. Somnez, the journalist who tweeted the rape case, said this: to the 10,000 people who have commented and emailed me with abuse and death threats, I didn't see anyone threatening you. I saw many people responding to you and telling you that this was a vicious thing to do, ma'am, because it was. Please take a moment and read the story, which was written 3 years ago, and not by me. Any public figure is worth remembering in their totality. Why, isn't that a sign of our times? No mercy. There is no God, right? It totally fits the narrative, doesn't it? And we're only going to remember the bad things that you did. Again, people have no concept of what it is like when people are following you around with cameras and microphones, broadcasting, commenting on everything that you do. Men are fallen. We obviously, all of us, make mistakes, lots of them. But if you're on social media, no, you don't make any mistakes. You're perfect, aren't you? Here is the, this is the tweet. Well, that's Instagram from President Trump. And that's the same as from his Twitter. He just shared that to Instagram. And he posted a photograph, a black and white photograph of Kobe taken from the back, showing the number 24, his signature jersey, number 24. I believe the Lakers retired it, I want to say. Who wrote, "This type of attitude happens when you allow dismembering of babies to occur for years"? Oh, that's you. Mrs. O'Connell, life isn't valued. Life isn't important.
People publicly saying that they wish this person or that person would die or wish it was them. That's what happens when you have generations of people that think it's okay to dismember babies. Life isn't important anymore. So it's easy to say something like that because life has no value.
True that. Absolutely. That, folks, and then Ms. Somnez continued. That folks are responding with rage and threats towards me, and I didn't even write the piece, speaks volumes about the pressure people come under to stay silent in these cases. No one's asking you to be silent, you twit. They're asking you to be considerate. How about trying to be a human being for just a moment? Okay? And let's not worry about what the bad orange man or what Kobe Bryant may or may not have done. By the way, the judge threw the case out, the rape allegation. Kobe admitted to the sex. He paid the woman whatever it was that she had asked for in an out-of-court settlement. We know that he went to confession. What else is there left to talk about?